Happy Birthday, Mr. President is a production of Big Four Enterprises, copyright 2020. I'm your host, Jeff Myers.
And I'm your co-host, Carissa Slate.
Our creative director is Shelby Myers, and our senior writer is Evan Myers. This is Happy Birthday, Mr. President. We are getting ready for another exciting episode of Happy Birthday, exciting. Mr. President. Warren G. Harding, we're celebrating his 155th birthday on November 2nd, 1865. He was born in Corsica, Ohio, 29th President of the United yes. States. Warren G. Harding.
What's the G stand for?
I don't know.
Okay, you'll never guess it. So the G stands for Gamaliel.
Gamaliel?
Gamaliel. Gamaliel. Gamaliel? I don't know how you pronounce it.
Oh.
Gamaliel.
How Gamaliel. Yeah. Gamaliel.
Gamaliel.
Yeah. Well, we're going to call him Warren.
Warren G.
Warren was the oldest of six children. Mm-hmm. And his father, George, was a doctor. I'm doing air quotes. A doctor. Now, you're a doctor, right?
I am a doctor. According to Evan, I would be a doctor. Well. Yeah.
So, apparently, Warren G. Harding's father, George, was a doctor. And his mother, Phoebe, was a midwife.
Okay.
And when I say his dad was a doctor, he went and like studied. I don't know if it was like voodoo or something
okay.
like that.
Okay.
But as a child, Warren in school, he liked public speaking, reciting poetry, and playing the cornet.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Interesting.
So another musician president.
Yeah.
Like Bill Clinton mm-hmm. played the saxophone, Warren G. Harding right. played the cornet. So maybe they could get like the all-American presidential band going together. Yeah. When he was 15 years old, he went to Ohio Central College.
15?
He went to college at 15.
That's crazy. It makes you wonder what college was like
exactly.
back then.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. And he graduated in 1882 when he was 17 years old. So he graduated from college yeah. when he was 17.
Mm-hmm.
So college in
yeah.
air quotes.
Wonder how finals week was.
Probably pretty easy. Uh-huh. I don't know. Uh-huh. Do you think they did distance learning?
They did e-learning, yeah.
Well, after Warren G. Harding got out of college, you know what he did?
He became a lawyer.
Wrong. No, he became a teacher.
Oh, really? Okay.
He did. He became a teacher. He kind of bounced around from jobs. He sold insurance for a while, and he played in a band,
mm-hmm.
and he liked to roller skate. And
fun.
He learned to play poker.
Okay.
Now, learn to play poker. That's going to come in key as we continue on learning more about Warren Harding. And then he became a newspaper man at the Marion Star newspaper in Ohio.
Okay.
And he actually came to own the newspaper.
Really?
So he was not a lawyer.
That's surprising.
Yes,
yeah.
not a lawyer.
You
but
threw
he,
me off with that one.
Yeah, but rather he was a newspaper man. Mm-hmm. Well, his sister took piano lessons, and his sister's piano teacher's name was Flossie, that was
Flossie.
Her nickname, Mabel Kling the Wolf, and so when Warren saw her, he went, yeah, he liked her, and he married her.
Oh, okay.
And they got married on July 8th, 1891 in Marion, Ohio, when he was 25 years old.
Okay.
And Flossie had one child from a previous marriage, but that child was raised by her parents.
Mm.
And together, Warren and Flossie had no children.
Really?
Yeah, really. So she had a lot of names. Mm-hmm. Flossie Mabel Kling DeWolf.
Okay.
So, well, anyway. Maybe. And apparently she was a piano teacher.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that's cool.
So, but they never had kids together. And apparently running newspapers was a pretty stressful job because Warren suffered a nervous breakdown.
Did he really?
He went to the Battle Creek Sanitarium in Michigan.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. In fact, he went there a couple of times.
Oh, wow.
So, yeah.
That's sad.
Sanitariums. Yeah. Very interesting
places. Well, they didn't
places.
Treat you like they do.
No, I don't think mental health
hospitals now.
No.
Probably treated him like yeah. he was crazy.
Well, Warren got started in his political career right at the turn of the century. He was an Ohio state senator from 1899 to 1903. And then he became the lieutenant governor of Ohio in 1903 to 1905. So he was, you know, like second on the mm-hmm. ticket in Ohio. And after he got done his run of being lieutenant governor, he went back to Marion, Ohio to run his newspaper. Mm-hmm. And then it was at that time Warren G. Harding began a 15-year affair with a friend's wife named Carrie Phillips.
Uh-oh.
Yes. And apparently, Carrie was married and Warren was married. And Carrie's husband and Warren's wife didn't know how much Warren and Carrie liked each other.
Oh, no.
Yeah. And the affair, 15-year affair.
15-year
affair. And it actually ended when Harding was elected president. So I don't know if he, like, called her.
Or how do they know it texted, ended?
Wink, wink. Yeah. Yes, exactly. Exactly. After, well, kind of in all this stuff here, Harding was elected U.S. Senator.
Okay.
From Ohio, from 1915 to 1921. Now, just do a little bit of math. So while he's a U.S. senator, he's also married and having an affair.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And
he earned a reputation of being a flip-flopper on issues.
Oh.
So what that meant is that he would say one thing to get elected, and then he'd do another.
Yeah.
And one example was prohibition.
Oh, really?
So this is during the time of prohibition, because he liked to drink.
Yeah. So he said he was...
He said he would support he would support prohibition, but then behind everybody's back, he's going to the speakeasies and everything. So, and he missed votes in the U.S. Senate about 40% of the time so he could stay in the middle of these issues, meaning not being too far to the right, not being too far to the left. I'm going to stay in the middle, so I'm going to make friends there, buddy. So I think we're seeing a pattern here that Warren G. Harding was a real sleazebag.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
And that's I think that's the theme that we're gonna find out about him. So President of the United States, it was the election of 1920, and so the Republicans were looking for a candidate to run for president. And they asked Harding if there was any reason that he could not accept the nomination for the to be President of the United States. Well, Carrie Phillips was attempting to blackmail Harding for her silence regarding the affair.
Oh my gosh.
And he had a mistress named Nan
Britton.
Yes. And it's alleged, which actually turned out to be true, that they had an illegitimate child named Elizabeth Ann Christian.
You know, when you said he didn't have any kids with Flossie, I was going to ask if he had any other kids.
Mm-hmm.
Huh.
Well, on top of that, there were stories of extramarital activities. He had earlier nervous breakdowns. So when the Republican leaders are asking him, is there any reason you can't accept the nomination for president? Harding said, nope, nothing to see here.
I'm all good.
What a sleazeball.
Oh, my gosh.
Sleazeball.
Oh, my gosh.
And
sounds like he should be running today.
Exactly. Well, a Republican leader said, don't let him make any speeches. If he goes on tour, somebody's sure to ask him questions. And Warren's just the sort of damn fool that'll try to answer them.
Oh, my gosh.
Now, when I read that, do you know what I thought of?
What?
Joe Biden.
Oh, because
they're saying the same thing about
President Trump.
You could just say, don't let him make any speeches. If he goes on tour, somebody's sure to ask him questions. And Biden's just the sort of damn fool that'll try to answer them. Sorry. We keep this a nonpartisan podcast, but that one just kind of blew me away. And so, as a result, Harding stayed home and campaigned from his front porch like William McKinley did.
Mm-hmm.
And then he got elected president of the United States.
Oh, wow.
So, he served one term from March 4th, 1921 to, now get this, August 2nd of 1923.
Mm-hmm.
I'll do the math there. That's only 2 years.
Yeah.
So, you're wanting to
I'm wanting to know
the rest
more
of the story, kind of like Paul Harvey. Give me the rest of the story. Well, Harding, once he got in office, he gave cushy government jobs to all of his longtime friends. And where I'm going with all this, Warren G. Harding is arguably the most corrupt and sleazy president of the United States that we've ever had.
Oh.
Present company included. Some people may think that our current president is pretty sleazy. Okay, well, at least maybe we can make a comparison. But Warren Harding was,
what a
sleazeball. Well, he was out playing golf one time.
Mm-hmm.
And
Mar-a-Largo?
I don't know if it was Mar-a-Largo. I don't think Mar-a-Largo was around then. But that's a very good one. So, yeah, I'm going to give that one a laugh. Well, so while he's out playing golf, he signed a joint resolution that officially ended World War I between Germany and the United States.
Oh.
Can you believe that?
He's playing golf.
Excuse me, Mr. President, before you putt out, can you sign this joint resolution to end World War I? Sure. Sign here. And then I go back and hits a putt.
Yeah.
So. And, well, needless to say, he had a lot of scandals in his administration. There was the Veterans Bureau scandal. His administrator, Charles Forbes, skimmed $200 million from the Veterans Bureau and fled to Europe. And he was ultimately found guilty of bribery and corruption and fined $10,000 and spent 2 years in prison.
Oh, my gosh.
Yes. And then there was the alien property custodian, and Thomas Miller accepted a bribe there, and he was sent to prison. I don't even know what the alien property custodian is. I was looking at this, and I forgot. But and then there was the Ohio gang. So Warren Harding, you know, born there in Corsica, Ohio, they used to meet at a house on K Street in Washington, D.C., and liquor was running freely, and there was gambling. Well, President Harding would sneak out of the White House and go over and play poker with his buddies.
Oh, my
God. So do you think that you know, he could ever have been compromised, you know, his integrity, that, you know, hey, I just beat President Harding at a hand of poker, and he owes me like $500.
Oh, my gosh. Oh,
it's crazy stuff. And then probably the most serious one was Teapot Dome, when Harding's Interior Secretary, Albert Fall, he leased federal oil reserves to private companies and took bribes. And Fall was eventually found guilty of bribery and conspiracy and served a year in prison.
Oh my goodness.
So let's just do a little recap here on Warren G. Harding. Extramarital affairs, children out of wedlock, his cabinet is full of, you know, corrupt officials and everything. So, sleaze-o-matic. That's what we say.
Sleaze-o-matic.
Yeah. All right.
I'm ready.
Boy, we got to get on to something good about this.
I don't think there is much.
Well, we've got some questions for you. Just got five true or false questions for you here on Warren G. Harding. I love that. I love that theme song. That is the best theme music here. Okay. All right. I think you're going to do good at these.
Okay.
True or false? Warren G. Harding was the first president of the United States to have satellite radio installed at the White House.
True. False. I watched where your finger was going.
No, he didn't have satellite radio installed. But he was the first president to own a radio and speak on it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
That's cool.
1920s, sweetheart.
Well.
Sorry. Yeah.
Are you talking like Sirius XM or?
That's kind of where I was going with that. Yeah. Okay. So, yeah.
Okay.
I'll give you that one. Okay, here's our second true or false question. Warren G. Harding was the first president of the United States to visit Alaska and Canada.
That's probably true.
Yes, that is true. That is true. It was a cross-country train trip. And I've actually got a little bit more to talk about on that. So,
okay.
So keep that one.
Okay.
Keep that one on the back burner there.
Okay.
All right. Here's a third one. Harding is the only president of the United States to appear on the World Series of Poker.
False.
Yeah, that's false.
But he probably would have won.
He probably would have, but he did lose a set of White House china in a poker game.
Oh my gosh. So he had a gambling problem too. Yeah, he sounds like he was a bit of an addict. Like an addict's personality.
Oh.
With the lying and the cheating and the affairs and the gambling. And
he definitely had some issues.
Yeah.
That's for sure. All right, here's our fourth true-false question. Harding was the first president of the United States who did not outlive his father.
Who did not outlive?
Did not outlive his father.
True.
Yeah, that's true.
Oh, really?
So he died before his father died.
Wow.
Yeah, so.
Was he young or was his father old?
Well, before I give away that information, because see, his death is actually a good story.
Oh,
so
okay.
I'm going to save that one too. All right, here's our last true or false question. Warren G. Harding was the fifth president of the United States from Ohio.
True.
Yeah, that's true. I had to put that in there. So Ulysses S. Grant, Rutherford B. Hayes, James A. Garfield, and William Howard Taft were also presidents from Ohio. And there was this quote about presidents: some men have greatness thrust upon them, some are born great, and some are born in Ohio.
That's funny.
So, yeah, so that was a little bit there, so, yeah. yeah.
Yeah.
So all these scandals are happening mm-hmm. in Washington, D.C., and, you know, it's like, I need to get out of town.
Yeah.
So Harding gets on a train, and he says, we're taking a train trip across the country, and he's going to Alaska.
Okay.
So that's where it comes in, that he's the first president of the United States to visit Alaska and Canada. And now, traveling by train is not the fastest mode of transportation, but
sure.
pretty much that's what they had. And he gave 85 speeches in 6 weeks.
Oh, my goodness.
That's a lot of speeches. Wow. Now, what he was talking to people about, I have no idea.
But, in Alaska or in Canada?
Well, across as he's going on, you know, yeah. on this train trip that they stop and they give yeah. a speech and then they go to the next city and he yeah. gives a speech and everything. So he visited a lot of cities yeah. and everything. But so all these scandals are going on. He goes, man, it's hot in the kitchen. I'm getting out of here. Mm-hmm. So he leaves and he takes off across the country. So he's on this tour. They've gone to Alaska. They're heading back south, going to the West Coast. And he suffered a collapse in Seattle, Washington, when he okay. was in Seattle. And they called it food poisoning.
Mm-hmm.
Well, was it food poisoning? You know,
I don't know.
You know.
What was it? Food poisoning or?
So he gets to San Francisco and he died.
Oh my gosh.
He died on August 2nd, 1923 in San Francisco at age 57.
Oh, wow.
He's 57 years old. Now, here's the President of the United States, scandal-ridden.
Yeah.
And he dies. So
after
everybody,
a collapse from food poisoning.
Yeah. So one, and there was no autopsy performed.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. It was drugs.
So, well, it could have been. Mm-hmm. But the doctors, or I don't even know if it was doctors, speculation was that it was likely his weight, the pressure of the job. He had high blood pressure and everything.
Yeah.
So, yeah. So here's a president of the United States that died in office. Mm-hmm. Now, here's a really, really interesting fact. So I mentioned that he and Nan Britton had one illegitimate child, Elizabeth Ann Christian.
Mm-hmm.
Now, there is no dispute that he actually fathered this child, but just recently, in September of this year, 2020.
Oh, okay.
James Blazing mm-hmm. is his name, and he's actually Harding's grandson with his mistress, Nan Britton. He's seeking to have Harding's body exhumed to establish with scientific certainty that he is Harding's blood relative.
Oh my God.
Now, why he's doing that, I have no idea.
Yeah, what would he get from that?
Because it's basically kind of a given fact that Harding is, you know, is the father
yeah.
of this Elizabeth Ann Christian, and then James Blazing is, you know, her grandson.
Yeah.
So, crazy
that
stuff.
That is
so
crazy. I wonder what his purpose is.
I really don't know, but that's the exciting thing about Happy Birthday, Mr. President, the podcast, is that
yes.
to be continued, perhaps.
Yes.
This is the 155th birthday of Warren G. Harding.
Happy birthday, Mr. President. Thank you so much for joining us for an exciting episode of Happy Birthday, Mr. President. And we hope you will join us for our next and final episode of this season of